Blackstone Audio presents The River Killings by Mary Jones. To Robin, Bailey, and Neely. 1. The water gleamed silver and black like a stream of mercury winding through the night. The almost full moon and the traffic lights on Kelly Drive spilled some light our way, and Susan had clipped a red blinking flash onto the back of her spandex top. Even so, as we shoved off the boathouse dock, we were clearly alone on the inky river, only a thin layer of carbon fiber separating us from the chilly waters of the Schuylkill River. For June, the night was unnaturally muggy. The weather had been abnormal lately, the air swelling, sticky and humid, with temperatures in the high 80s too early and for too many days. After sunset, the air had begun to cool, but it hung heavily, as if exhausted from the day. Maybe I was projecting. I was drained, having spent a long, stifling day at the Institute, finishing paperwork and saying goodbye to patients, some of whom wouldn't be there anymore when I returned from a 2-week break. My head was crowded with their incomplete art projects and unfinished therapy programs, and I simply wanted to collapse at home, sorting myself out, chilling under a ceiling fan. By contrast, Susan had taken the day off, staying in her air-conditioned Center City home, supervising contractors who were putting in skylights and redoing the deck. She'd been desperate to get out of the house and singularly unmoved by my claims of fatigue. "The weather's completely calm," she'd promised. "The row will be easy and quiet. The river will be empty, no coaching launches to speed by and wake us. In fact, there won't be any other boats out at all." She sounded